63, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. It's hard for us to believe that Capital City Ace is coming up on our second anniversary. And what are we doing to celebrate? Well, of course, we're having an anniversary sale. We'll be having many items at up to 50% off or more. On Saturday, come for a big green egg cooking demonstration and food tasting. The sale starts Friday the 12th and runs through Sunday the 14th. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Twin Peaks is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan-favorite menu is made from scratch. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local Montgomery brew served in a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Their wicked good costume party is coming. Get into Twin Peaks October 25th through the 31st and catch plenty of eye candy wrapped in leather and lace. Join them if you dare. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Daddy, I'll take Great Iron Bowl finishes for $1,000.
The answer is a 57-yard field goal attempt.
What is Kick 6, Chris Davis, touchdown, Auburn?
For the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay oysters, fresh mullet, and gator tail, come see us at Nick's. We're located 10 miles east of the Mid Bay Bridge Road on Highway 20, overlooking the Choctahatchee Bay.
There, this is Dr. Sam, and you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This nice taste of fall air continues tonight. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 50s, so not quite as cool as last night. For tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. We'll be dry. Tomorrow night's low right around 60. And then on Monday, a slight chance of a few showers as a front moves through the area. High temperature around 83. Then cooler again as we get to Tuesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Producing tonight's program will be, well, me. A little short, mean woman has the night off, so co-hosting with me tonight is, as always, Postman. Welcome, Postman. I'm glad you're here.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is good to be here. It's good to be alive on this little blue ball as it bounces around through space. Folks, we don't want you to believe a single word you hear because you have to be challenged to do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Because I got to tell you, listening to what they consider authority, that's what's got us in the mess we're in today, folks. We're in trouble. We can provide the basics, but you have to connect the dots and satisfy yourself that what indeed is truly happening is indeed happening before we can even hope to delay it. If it's in biblical prophecy, it cannot be stopped. That's my opinion. I think it can be delayed, but it cannot be stopped. God's timing is always perfect. Now, the number here in the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Studios is 272-9228. Now, there's been some controversy lately on this very network regarding the telephone callers. I welcome your calls because all of us have different experiences, and I believe we can all learn one from another. However, I find myself in a quandary because once I start reading what I feel are important things to you, and the phone interrupts me, it's very hard for me to get back and remain focused. The other reason is that I'm used to being on the other end, the caller end, than I am on this end, the talk show host end. And I always hated to be put on hold for long periods of time. I simply don't have the patience to hold for any length of time, so I don't. And I don't like to see the phone line flashing while I'm trying to focus on whatever it is I'm trying to focus on. It bothers me. So it is for these reasons that I wait until the second or maybe even the third hour to open up the phones. I hope you don't feel offended by that. You know, once I do open them up, I feel like we're all adults, so we don't need to be taught how to call in and how to speak to the host on a radio program. At least, I hope that's the case. Also, this show is very different from the others. I'm different. You know, I don't work here. So the callers are different, just like I am, and I'm okay with that. Now, some of you can be long-winded, which is fine, as long as what you bring to the table makes it worthwhile, and I've found that usually to be the case. My only issue with callers is when someone who hasn't been listening calls in and asks me to go through what we've been talking about. That's not fair to the other callers who have been listening, and that irks me a little bit. So, okay, I've wasted enough time on this subject. For the last 4 years, I've been urging all of you to have a plan in case something really catastrophic happens. Tonight, I want to repeat that message because the radicals in this country have now been given the stage to try their hand at overthrowing America. Now, the media, treasonous and complicit in this insanity, has been feeding the flames of insurrection long before Donald Trump entered the political realm. The notion that all the gains that the globalists had achieved through the Bush, Clinton, Bush 2, and Obama years was lost because of the election of this uninitiated man was apparently too much for them to take because now it would seem they're no longer trying to hide their ambitions. Rather, they're quite clear about what they want through their actions. And as we know through Scripture, a person's actions always follow their beliefs. Now, everyone listening to the sound of my voice needs to understand the basic facts, which though no one in so-called authority will reveal to you, they're freely available here on this program. Number one, the media is treasonous. They are totally controlled by the cabal of Luciferian psychopaths who must take down America in order to facilitate their new world order. I've discussed how this happened on a previous show, Clinton and his deregulating the media, basically doing away with long-standing laws that kept all the media owned by different people and groups with different ideologies, so we always got both sides of the coin. Now, some six families own over 95% of everything you read and hear. And believe me, folks, they do not have our best interests at heart. Number two, nothing is as it seems. For instance, we just observed Columbus Day, so let's take Christopher Columbus as an example. He didn't stumble upon the New World like we were taught. He was sent by his masters at a very specific time in history. So the process that would create the police state we're living in right now could come to fruition. Despite what we were taught in our so-called educational system, Columbus is still very much a mystery. Now, many of the people who have written books on him, some of them claim he was poor, couldn't rub two dimes together. He was very, very poor. Others claim that he had written, Others claim he had written 75 long theses. He was very educated, extremely intelligent. We really don't know. But the way we were taught, it's like they didn't even know America was here, and nothing could be further from the truth. They were in contact with the government. There was a government on this continent. It was India. The Indians had a government. They had an understanding between all the tribes. They were organized. There was a government. And when we came over here, we took them out. I mean, that's just the God's honest truth. Good, bad, or ugly, the truth is the truth, and you can't get away from it. But the whole Columbus thing, it's unreal, because I did a whole lot of research on Columbus, and it's unreal, folks. This was not an accident. He didn't just stumble upon it. You know, there's varying opinions on whether he was an English prince, a Greek nobleman, or was he a sea captain? The thing is, they pretty much hidden everything about him over there. It's like they were trying to scrub all the information about him so we couldn't find out what this was all about. Well, I know what all of this was about. It was about the Luciferians finding them a country to build up, like they built this country up, because America is going to be the military arm of the New World Order. Right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
England is going to be the banking end of it. The Vatican is going to be the religion. And believe me, the Vatican is not a Christian. It's not a Christian religion. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. It's not.
It's not.
They are tied in with the bad guys. Everything we've gone over. Look at what they have there. The statues. Who do you think they're paying homage to? It's not Jesus Christ. I can tell you that. I get wound up on this because I don't understand how people don't see this. I really don't. There was an agreement that was made between the popes and a lot of the leaders over there about not messing with this country until they sent Columbus over there, because for whatever reason, they decided it was time. Now, Columbus was working. We don't believe he was working individually. He was a chosen representative of what's called the secret societies, to bring into expression the old utopian ideals and to directionalize the world through this country as it was built up to be America. And I'm telling you, that's the God honest truth. Nothing that we have been taught is true. They have misled us, sent us disinformation. Oh boy, just please, for God's sake, while we have the internet, start digging into this stuff, folks. All right, while I have the opportunity, go ahead.
And you stumbled over something that I wanted to bring forth tonight.
Please.
And the thing is, it was the Kabbalists. Those were the ones that were brought over here.
Oh, absolutely.
To establish a new nation, so that they can worship who they want to worship.
And we know who they wanted to worship.
Yes, and actually, it was rooted in Baal worship, and that goes back to Dagon. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Remember what I told you?
Uh-huh.
It goes back to him. And then it comes up from there, you know, to where we are now.
You know, it's interesting that when Columbus, on his first landfall here in this country, he raised the standard of Castile. He also planted a banner consisting of a green cross on a white field, which is the Knights Templar. Imagine that. All right, folks. Oh, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Folks, y'all stay with us. We'll be back in three very, very short minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet press. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Their $99 special turned into $299.
Exactly.
That's bad math, but I have good news. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros, starting at $29.99 a day.
Thanks, Doc.
Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hey, welcome back to the program. While I'm thinking about it, I posted something on the official Clear in the Air Facebook page that a lady who was an MKUltra victim and a victim who was abducted for the secret space program, she's written her experiences. She's written like an ebook, and it's available on stopthecrime.net, all one word, stopthecrime.net, which is an excellent site. Also, like I said, I put it on her Facebook, so please take a look at that. Please, it's very important. Everything Postman said, she pretty much verifies. So, read it. All right, let me do some quotes here real quick. Sebastian Vettel, who I've always thought was one of the better F1 drivers, said, the moment money becomes your motivation, you immediately are not as good as someone who is stimulated by passion and internal will. And that goes across the whole landscape of everything, not just racing, but everything. The moment money becomes your motivation, you're immediately not as good as someone who is stimulated by passion and internal will. That's why it's so important, if you're able to follow your passion in life, whatever that is, if you can make a living fulfilling your passion, then you're living the real, true, what's supposed to be the American dream. Just remember that. I was lucky enough to do that.
And that's rooted in your real co-creative spark.
Yep.
That was put in you by a prime creator.
Yep, what they call the soul. It's that little bit of God that we all have within us. That's what the enemy wants so badly, because you have no idea how powerful you are. You don't have a clue who you really are. That is so, so true. Okay, James Madison, the fourth president of these United States, and who's also was hailed as the father of the Constitution, said, "A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a person who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives." Why do you think the powers that shouldn't be, these six Luciferian psychopathic families, why do you think they went to such lengths to obtain control of our media? Why do you think they did that? Because, I mean, I had an epiphany the other night thinking about this. How did we find out we landed on the moon? How did we find out Kennedy was killed? All these huge moments in the history of this country, we learned it from the press. Oh, my God, they've now got control, and maybe they've always had control of the press. Do you understand how much misdirection and damage they can do? They can make us believe anything they want to make us believe. They can make us believe they can actually set off a nuke in New York and say, Russia fired a missile, we're retaliating. How are you going to know the difference? It's scary how much power the press has, and it's pretty obvious to me that they are totally, totally corrupt. Anyway. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed. And that was, I believe that was Nietzsche that said that. Never argue with stupid people. They would drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. And that was Samuel Longhorn Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, that said that. Definition of stupid, knowing the truth, seeing the truth, but still believing the lies. Can you say chemtrails, folks? Mel Gibson's character, Nick Marshall, in the movie What Women Want, it's never too late to do the right thing. Amen. Absolutely correctamundo, as the Fonz would say, and absolutely right. All right, let's bounce into the show notes here. Well, just recapping what I just said. How do we traditionally learn what's going on in our world? The media. I don't think we realize exactly how misled we've all been in every area. And my thing is, I love cars, I love motorcycles, I've always loved that kind of stuff. So those are the areas that I feel like I'm pretty up to speed on, technology in those areas. What I don't understand is if technology in the automobile sector had followed the same flowchart or the same graph as technology in the computing world, we would be driving flying cars that got 6,000 miles a gallon. So I think what's happening is they're holding on to all this technology, this free energy, all this stuff, because why? It's all about money. It is all, everything is about money on this planet. Everything. They have siphoned off trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars for their secret space program. And maybe I'm wrong here, but I think that goes back to Alternative 3, Eisenhower. You know, they were worried about overpopulation and all the resources of the planet being sucked up by too many people. They were worried about this in the 40s, folks. So Eisenhower commissioned them to come up with some ideas of how they could control the population. And the third of the three ideas was settle all planet. Well, what if they've been working on that ever since? And what if they have settled off planet? You really have to wonder about that. I mean, I believe maybe they have.
It's not what if.
Huh?
It's not what if. It's a matter of it is a matter of it being confirmed.
And there's the problem, because when we took all those Nazis from Paperclip, who had been in control, and God, the stuff they did to the Jewish people in the concentration camps, that's how we got so much knowledge from, that's how MK Ultra, that's how they figured out how to put someone through so much pain and misery that their brain compartmentalizes or it splits. That's how this whole MK Ultra thing, that's what fueled it, is all the stuff from the Nazis.
Yeah.
So suddenly they have a way to use you any way they want to use you, and you don't remember being used.
And you know, it culminated with the advent of Admiral Byrd, you know, going to Antarctica,
getting his butt kicked.
And and that was the deal. They let him live and sent him back, and told him the Nazis told him what they wanted. They wanted all their scientists to come over to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that way.
Oh, you're talking about the first time he went down there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually. Wait a minute. I think it was the it was in the aftermath of the slaughtering that they took when they went down there.
Gotcha. Oh, and, okay. And, you're talking about high jump.
Yeah, and they took his the first time he went down there, they took his plane and brought it in with a tractor beam.
Yes. Now, yeah. Who was that he talked to then?
He talked to the Nordics.
Okay, because that's he said he saw what looked like Nazi symbolism, but he couldn't place it.
Right. Actually, these were some Nordics. They are from the Taurus constellation. They're from the parent star is Aldebaran.
Okay.
And they were the ones that were helping Germany back in the the late 30s, early 40s.
I've seen pictures of that. They were on the internet or on YouTube for a very, very short time, and then they were scrubbed. Hmm. Pretty freaky, little gray looking things with Nazi uniforms on.
Right, and that's the cookie cutter being, you know, for every system that's in the quadrant, or the galaxy, maybe, you know, who knows, and And they're, from what I hear, they're in all 52 star systems that we have in our local group.
And these are bad guys or good guys?
They go to the highest bidder. And and some of them
they're
are
whores.
Yeah, some of them are
celestial whores.
Yeah, some of them are
well, it's true.
Or you know, they act benevolent, and it's all according to, you know, what they're controlled by or who they're controlled by.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So are they real sentient beings or are they like robots or
some of them are well,
created beings.
If you ask me, all of them are infused with nanotechnology, but some of them are like Borg. Some of them are half biological and half you know, technology. In other words, you know, a bunch of computer chips and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that you know, that transhumanism is something that just totally scares me, because if you could see what I see, if you were going through what I'm going through, and the stuff I'm pulling out of my body, it scares me. And I guess the advantage I have, you have an advantage because what you've seen, what happened to you when you were a kid, that's your advantage. I mean, you have your system of belief is built upon your personal experiences. All of ours is. Mine is knowing that something's coming out of me that's a sentient being, these fibers that are alive, but the CDC says, oh, no, you're delusional. These things aren't real. Therefore, I know the CDC's lying. I know they are. So I know they can't be trusted. So that gives me an advantage. That's my basis of understanding. The people that are listening to us, you know, we're asking them to step out on faith because they haven't experienced what we've experienced. But folks, you don't want to experience what we've experienced. You really don't. But please, please listen to us and just do a little bit of research. And I think you're going to find that what we're shooting straight with you about this stuff, this is really going on.
It all going to come to the head before long.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
The Bible says men will faint from fear for what's come upon this earth. Well, I can guarantee you that's the case because I see them. I know they're here. And they haven't been revealed to everyone yet. It's coming. It is coming. I mean, why else is there such a deliberate intent to deceive everyone right now? Everywhere you look, they're trying to distract us, to deceive us. They don't want us to be up to speed on what's about to happen,
and to keep us in the dark with what's residing, you know, in our galaxy. And now you take India, you take all the Middle Eastern countries, you take Egypt, and I mean, if you could talk to somebody that's an adult and an intelligent adult over there in one of those countries, they'll tell you that everything that we're talking about exists.
Yep.
They'll tell you.
Well, that's yet another reason for them to take over the media. Because you've got, I wish I knew a percentage. There's a percentage of people in this country that unless they hear it on the evening news, they don't believe it. So when these people, it's like mind control. It's a reactive mind control. Because they're controlling your narrative. Because your perception is what you believe. That's your truth. They're controlling your narrative. They're controlling what you think, whether you believe that or not. That's exactly what's happening. All right, let's hit this 5-minute break, folks. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, posting with me tonight. Thank you, Rick Peters. Folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Y'all come back with us, please.
Hey, folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options, either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda Concept Salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me go ahead and jump to the big news on the river this week. We got a lot going on. First of all, we're flying in some live Maine lobsters, and we're having a lobster boil this weekend. That's right. They should be here Friday morning. So we'll start Friday and Saturday having a lobster boil. And if you can't make it down here and eat with us and got your tailgate going on, we'll show up with some lobsters and see what everybody don't crowd around your tent. Also, we got Miss Freddie this Sunday afternoon. That's right. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This lady was nominated for the best female singer in the blues this year, and we won't get her out here at the Capitol Oyster Bar and listen to some of that beautiful singing. So y'all check all that out at CapitolOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Also shows you on there where you can rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. And all that gets going soon, so get on down here hungry and come soon. We're going to be looking for you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This nice taste of fall air continues tonight. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 50s, so not quite as cool as last night. For tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. Will be dry. Tomorrow night's low right around 60. And then on Monday, a slight chance of a few showers as a front moves through the area. High temperature around 83. Then cooler again as we get to Tuesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
One of these days, I'm going to have to play that song all the way out. That's one of Mellencamp's better compositions. Google, Facebook, and Twitter have all publicly declared that they are neutral and completely unbiased. However, an elite 85-page document from Google entitled The Good Censor, the company admits they now control, I'm quoting now, control the majority of online conversations and have undertaken a, quote, shift towards censorship. The report claims that free speech on the Internet breeds conspiracy theories and gave an example of a tweet from then-candidate Donald Trump who accused the company of suppressing negative search results on Hillary Clinton. That's a fact. They did do that. A Harvard researcher found that Google did favors, told you, Clinton in 2016. The document uses the excuse that because speech and censorship laws vary from country to country, the tech platforms will need to employ censorship in order to expand their businesses internationally. That's BS. The paper also states that Google, its subsidiary YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are no longer neutral platforms, but, quote, editors and publishers, which subjects them to more stringent laws. I wish everybody would get off Facebook. You know, the CIA, it was one of the happiest days in the day of the agency when Facebook was rolled out, and all these people put their every waking detail of their life online. Why would you do that? I mean, there's no need for them to surveil you. You're already telling them everything
That's
you're
right.
doing.
And everything
that is insane, people. Don't do that. The aforementioned Facebook is again being called out for purging political accounts on the left and the right that challenge mainstream media and establishment political content just in time, oddly enough, for the 2018 midterms. The pro-NATO think tank Atlantic Council, which counts warmongers Henry Kissinger and Michael Chertoff as board members, announced that it was joining Facebook as a, quote, fact-checking partner, serving as its, quote, eyes and ears. Oh, boy, I can hardly wait. Henry Kissinger should be in prison, if not executed, for treason. So should Chertoff. But that's just my opinion. CNN, speaking of traitors, is becoming infamous for cutting cameras and microphones when someone goes off script and reveals some truth that they cannot refute or says something to embarrass them. Most recently, CNN cut the feed when Congressman Scott Taylor said that 30% of domestic terrorism is caused by refugees. They're all in on it, folks. It's not a conspiracy, not when it's true. Former AG Eric Holder said at a campaign event this past week that when Republicans, quote, go low, that Democrats should, quote, kick them. Last week, Holder was incensed over the Kavanaugh confirmation. He was so incensed that he urged followers to use their rage to be rid of these people, referring to Republicans who control the Senate. Like I said in my opening monologue, folks, we're headed towards civil war if this continues and it's not stopped. When you can't count on the FBI to do the right thing or any of the law enforcement agencies to do the right thing, you know where this is going to lead. It's not going to be good. Stock up on your ammo. Just get ready to protect yourself. Don't start trouble, but if it comes to you, be able to handle it. It's very important. Holder uses emotional and violent language against his opposition, such as engaging in a knife fight, and he has given his followers permission to get physical. Yeah. South Africa. Zulus are a minority in South Africa and make up 20% of the population. Well, Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini wields influence over millions of rural voters, and he is concerned that his land will be expropriated just as white-owned property has been targeted. He is demanding an agreement in writing that the ANC will not take his land. In addition, the monarch realizes that under the ANC's land seizure plan, the country is likely to starve without white Boer, B-O-E-R, farmers. Now, the king controls 2.8 million hectares, a fragmented subtropical area the size of Belgium, in the southeastern region of the country, and is forming a partnership with Afriforum, a nationalist group that includes white farmers, to develop agriculture on his land trust. You know, it's sad that so many warlords over there have just destroyed that country. Every time we send help over there, they take it. They take whatever we send and they sell it. It's all about money. But I tell you something that we've been misled on, in my opinion, is when they talk about going over there off the offshore and they're being attacked by these supposedly Somali pirates or whatever over there. What these people are doing is, because the developed countries, we go and dump all our stuff off their shores. All our old mercury, all the bad stuff, we just dump it over there. Because, I mean, they're dark-skinned people. Who cares, right? So now they're like, wait a minute, why are you using us? That's why they have pirates, is they're trying to stop the developed countries from using them just as basically a landfill. And I get that. You would do the same thing. That's kind of how I look at it. You would do the same thing. So would I. Hillary Clinton, and the most recent Democratic presidential candidate and leader of her party, and I mean party, openly endorsed viciousness against her political opponents. She said that civility can return once Democrats regain some power in the House or the Senate. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is trying to peddle fake news by claiming that Republicans have cast resistance against President Trump as angry leftist mobs, and that all of their violence and fury are an illusion created by Republicans to win the midterm elections. Good Lord. You know, I read an editorial by someone in the Washington Post, and this guy actually said, he was talking about how this is war. the Kavanaugh, that was just one battle that they lost. But they need to keep on, because he was saying that, let me see if I can remember the wording, Kavanaugh was against a true democracy. Well, yeah, because the Constitution is against a true democracy. It scares me when people who write for something that gets worldwide attention, when they don't know the difference between a democratic republic and a true democracy. We are not a democracy. A democracy, like I told you last week, is when three or four wolves and one sheep take a vote as to what they're having for dinner. Let me put it to you this way. The Old West, guy robs a bank. The posse goes and gets him. When they catch him, they find the money in his saddlebags and all that. He tries to shoot them. They stop him. A democracy is the posse takes a vote and they hang the guy. A democratic republic is when they bring the man back and a jury of his peers watch, listen to the evidence, and decide what his punishment will be. There's a huge, huge difference. We are not a democracy. We are a democratic republic. The Constitution is the ultimate authority on the government, or supposed to be, in this country. You know, and I was on Greg's show Thursday, and they were talking about the Federal Reserve. I just get so... The Constitution says the only money that can be printed in this country, it has to be done at the U.S. Treasury. The Federal Reserve is not part of our government. It's not part of the Treasury. It's unconstitutional. So why are we using it? We need to dump it. It needs to go. I'll tell you something else. On your Federal Reserve notes that we all have in our pockets, hopefully, that in God we trust, let me tell you something. That's not Yahweh that we're trusting on that bill. That's not our God they're talking about. I guarantee it's not. A man in Vancouver, Washington, which is just north of Portland, returned to the bar that he had left his truck at the night before, only to find the charred remains of what used to be his Nissan Titan. Now, he made a mistake. Well, he did the smart thing because he took an Uber home because he'd had too much to drink. However, he had some Trump stickers on his truck. Well, that didn't go over real well, so they burned his truck up. I'm just going to cut to the chase here. They burned his truck up. Anyway, it's crazy. Such is life, I guess. It's crazy.
I mean, this nonsense could kick off as early as 3 weeks from now. I mean, think about it. If they lose the midterms,
yeah,
Go
ahead.
It could break out then.
I tell you what, if they don't get their way, it's on. It's on. You know, I don't know about you, but I have a 12-gauge pump by my front door. I have several weapons hidden around the house. I mean, if somebody makes the mistake of choosing my house, I'm going to shoot them. If my dog doesn't get them first, I'm going to get them. You have to protect yourself, folks. I'm not going out looking for trouble, but I'm not going to be the one that they're going to take advantage of. I'm not. And everybody needs to have that mentality. You know, and another thing, and I always dip into this, but 10 Commandments, thou shalt not kill. That's wrong. It's thou shalt not murder. Ask anybody who's up to speed on the Hebrew language. They will tell you that it's misquoted. Got to hit another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides. We make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union.
federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. The kitchen at Rick and Moe's is open 7 days a week. Monday nights is all-you-can-eat wings. Every Saturday, Bear County Texas-style barbecue will be featured. Try their delicious beef ribs, plus brisket, pork ribs, pulled pork, and sausage. This isn't your ordinary barbecue, no sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best NFL and college action on the big screens. There are NFL games on Sunday and Monday nights. College football takes over on Thursdays and all day on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar on the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Mono!
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with a inferiority complex. Men dealing with a body and mind ravaged by the progressive bioweapon they call Morgellons disease. You probably have it too, you just don't know it because you haven't done the spit test yet. But be that as it may, Thursday something was brought up, and that is the economy. The Dow's been going down. And I suggested, you know, Joey and Greg, they have their ideas, and that's cool. Everybody has their own thoughts on it. What if ever since the left has been in office, that would be the, you know, the Obama years and the Clinton years and all that, and actually, to be honest with you, the Bush years, because he's a bigger traitor. He's just as big a traitor as Clinton is, in my opinion, W and his daddy, the sheriffs, their real name, Sheriff. What if they were artificially propping up the stock market, and now that Trump is in there, now they're pulling the stuff that's been propping it up, they're pulling it out, pulling it away. So now we're starting to see the real stock market, and things are not near as cheery as they said. You've got a lot of these mainstream magazines, newspapers coming out warning, and they're talking about this is going to be bigger than the Great Depression, how bad it's going to be. The stock market is going to crash. Now, they're talking next year at the earliest. I don't know if this is true or not, but I find it very interesting that the United States has just issued its own currency, digital currency, as basically an Americanized version of Bitcoin. So is there a coincidence here? It really makes you wonder. They want to get away from cash. The only way they're going to be able to do that is for the stock market to collapse. When money becomes worthless, that's how they're going to get rid of cash. This is all biblical. This goes back to the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell without this mark. They want to have some kind of chip or some way for you to control. They want to control all your transactions, and this is how they're going to do it. They have to collapse the stock market. There's no other way. Think about it. And I can see with everything I read and all the stuff I research, I can see everything starting to fall into place for what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. I can see it all. It's starting to happen. It's amazing. We're there. We're right on the cusp of the Great Tribulation.
Yeah, we're right on the prefaces.
We really are.
You know, because if they can actually put an article in the Economist magazine 30 years ago and
it's all planned.
You,
it's all planned.
And tell you,
and yep. If, go ahead.
And tell you that and put a date on it, and the date was 2018 on the coin, and what nobody knew about Bitcoin. Bitcoin didn't even exist, and it wasn't even in the lexicon back in those days.
No,
uh-uh. And nobody knew about it, but they did. They knew about it, and we sit here trying to figure out now how in the world they're going.
How could they not see Trump's election if they can see, if they've got it all planned that meticulously from that long ago? How did Trump sneak in under the radar?
Well, and just like Satan, he's not omnipresent.
Okay.
You know, he can do certain things, He can do a lot of things, but he can't be everywhere all the time.
So you're saying that Trump's election is legitimate?
I believe it is. It's legitimate for the time that we're in now. I believe this wholeheartedly.
You think this is God giving us one last chance?
If Donald Trump hadn't been elected,
oh God,
right now the United States would be like a rundown trailer park.
Yes, sir.
If Hillary
Clinton, we'd probably be at war with Russia right now,
right,
too.
And we would be. And you know who knows? You know, we may have a red sky every day.
Yeah. Well, finish your thought. I'm with you. Go ahead. You were on a roll, and I interrupted you. I apologize.
But, you know, looking back on that, I mean, that's a long time ago. 30 years is a long time
for a human, that's an eternity.
Yeah, to actually plan something.
Yep.
That's a half a generation, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it was said back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that they had everything planned out over 100 years, and that was somewhere between 2040 and 2050 that they had everything planned out for.
Oh, my God.
And it's true.
Sure seems to be. It seems to be playing out that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Why do you think they go to Northern California
Bohemian Grove? Make sure everything's online.
Right. And why do you think they have the Bilderberg meeting every year?
Yeah, I agree.
To make sure everything's on track and to bring forth new agenda.
Yep, yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, I can't understand anyone who says that there's no such thing as the Illuminati, that this whole world control thing, this is just ridiculous. Are you not a Christian? Do you not read the Bible? Of course there's a plan to take over humanity. It's in the Bible. It kills me how people, I don't get it. I really don't understand people.
And
that
you
think that way,
and you know you wonder where is the disconnect?
Is the disconnect?
But if you look at it, if you think about it, you know the education system has disconnected us. You know from all
true.
That.
God's and, not in schools. Yeah.
Yes, and then the media. We've talked about that also.
Yeah.
And the media's got us disconnected.
Huge.
And it's actually difficult for a person to actually see beyond their realm, their everyday, their everyday realm.
Amen, brother. you nailed it. That's exactly right. And they want to keep you in that little realm.
Right. Uh-huh. And that's the plan, to keep you in it and to keep you trying to decide what you're going to have for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Which program you're going to watch on TV.
Which program you're going to watch on TV. Which, you know.
Nailing it.
Yeah. What kind of cereal? You know. What cereal are you going to eat?
Uh huh. Yeah. The new car coming out. Is that the one better than what you got now? Do you need to take on another 60 months of payments?
Right.
Oh yeah, they live for that.
And little do you all know that your whole livelihood and your whole life is going to be cut from under you. Like a combine going through a wheat field.
Wow.
And harvest it. And they literally, that's what's going to happen at some point in time. The human race is going to be harvested. As a matter of fact, they've already started doing it. But it's in certain spots.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
Well, I had one of those moments where the Holy Spirit was really hammering on me. And what I was getting out of it was, there's only one way out, and that's God. That's it. There's only one way, and that's faith in Christ. You know, you can't fight this. It's bigger than we are.
And, you know, at some point in time, you know, I've seen it too. I mean, just like, at some point in time, it's going to be so bad. What do Revelation describes? It describes an eerie scene that these interdimensional beings, you know, coming up on the planet, you know, through certain
portals.
Through portals and singularities,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, can you imagine a being that with teeth like lion, hair like women, and stingers like the xenomorph creature that was found on LV-426 on Alien? I mean, can you imagine that?
No.
With a flip top head, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be bad.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's that looks awful, and And I mean, it'll actually get so bad, and until at some point in time, this planet might have to be evacuated. And by the way, Terry, by the way, I was listening to some people in the secret space program. There's 12 orbs, 12 moon-sized orbs that are in our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
And what they call them arcs is what they call them.
In our solar system.
Yes. And okay. I'm wondering are those the transport vehicles? And they were actually talking about it. I've heard it from more than one source. As a matter of fact, Kerry Cassidy was talking about it also. So was Corey Good. So was what's the guy name you say to look kind of funny? Tall blonde guy.
Oh yeah,
David Wilcock. Yeah, he was talking about it. And also there was another insider, Eddie Page, he was talking about it. And the thing is, in the blog, they were talking about the transporter systems on these orbs are so powerful that they could actually evacuate Earth in under 10 minutes. That's fast. The whole planet.
What's creeping me out here is, I mentioned this on the show before, is several years ago when I'm night vision and I'm outside at night and I watch this orb, solid white ball, just, there's nothing, you know, if you take it, even if you invert it, there's nothing there. It's just like light comes down and lands on a tree branch. And then suddenly it's not an orb anymore. It's some kind of black-looking thing. And I'm like, what the heck? So I've always thought that they were transport vehicles. Small ones, individual transport vehicles. So it makes sense that the big ones are the bigger transport vehicles.
I've heard certain insiders talking about those orbs. They'll send them in as a look like ball lightning will come
uh-huh.
in.
Uh-huh.
Will come inside the house. That's when they get ready to be taken up to space or being taken in the in the inner Earth. And they were sending one of those transport vehicles. And it comes in. It actually phases through the window, through the wall, whatever. Any solid object would have passed straight through it. And that's the way ball lightning does. It does the same
right.
thing. And once the transport vehicle gets inside of the place, you know where the person is. The person has to stand still. And the light, the ball of light, will come and encapsulate them. And then it'll take off. It'll go through the wall. Or through the floor, or through the ground, or wherever it goes.
Oh my God!
And you know that ought to tell you, that ought to give you some kind of idea of what kind of place we're living in. It's a construct.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a kind of, we're living in a computer simulation. Is what we're living in. That doesn't. None of what you said surprises me. Actually, it actually validates a lot of what I've been thinking, which is scary. I'm still seeing a lot of orbs in the trees flying in and out. And, of course, with night vision and with the colors flipped, I see this black ball just fly up out of the trees. Because, you know, we flip the colors, black is white, white is black.
Right.
So. All right, let's hit this top of the hour break. This is Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, posting with me tonight. Kind of bouncing all over the place, but y'all please hold your calls. We'll get to you.
From the Riverside Chevrolet.